At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Friday, April 21st edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. Last show of the week here, Monday through Friday on the podcast side of things, Monday through Saturday with the daily article over at the website. Thanks for joining me throughout the week. And you know, we gotten a lot of positive feedback over the last couple of days here in terms of the show, in terms of the impact that it has had on our listeners, in terms of the impact the article has had as well, kind of everything working in tandem. I cannot stress how much it means to me to get the kind words, the positive feedback, the people that reach out and say, hey, you know, your podcast has really helped me. You know, Major League Baseball is not a market that I feel super comfortable betting into, but your show has helped. It's given me a different way of looking at baseball, a different way of handicapping. And those things mean the world to me. That's the highest praise of all. You know, I'm certainly out here trying to pick as many winners as possible and reward everybody for their time, you know, and their investment, especially in VSiN and, you know, all of that. But, you know, it means so much to me to be able to get those kind words. So thank you to everybody who's reached out and shared them on social media. Thank you to everybody who's given the podcast a 5-star review. You know, I've really tried to be consistent in my approach and in the way that I carry myself, and to see that valued and see that appreciated means everything to me. So thank you so much to everybody who's reached out, whether you've done so through giving the podcast a high review and rating, or just by reaching out on social media. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. And hopefully I can continue bringing you good baseball betting content, because honestly, we're just over 3 weeks into the Major League Baseball season here. So plenty, plenty more to come. Plenty going on over at VSiN.com as well. We're doing a lot of draft coverage stuff for you. That's 6 days away now. A lot of coverage on the NBA and the NHL playoffs as well. Hardwood Handicappers, our NBA podcast, now 5 days a week throughout the playoffs, as well as our hockey betting podcast with Danny Burke and Andy McNeil, JVT and Kelly Bidlin on Hardwood Handicappers. So check out all of our podcast content, whether you do it at VSiN.com or wherever you get your podcasts, but also head over to the website, $9.99 introductory special offer. We'll have an upcoming preview on the Kentucky Derby. That'll be a PDF betting guide. I'll be previewing the Kentucky Oaks. Dave Tooley doing the Kentucky Derby, along with some other goodies in that guide. We've been talking about our college football and NFL betting guides. Those are coming up here over the summer months. So, you know, there really is no off season for football. But, you know, we're planning our guides. We're planning our content. We're making sure that we have a good, slate of content in place for you. So head over to VSiN.com and check out everything that we have to offer. All right, as we wrap up the week here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, there was an incident yesterday that I need to talk about, and quite frankly, shame on me for not having talked about it yet to this point in the season. But yesterday's play was on the Dodgers, and the Dodgers did win 6-2. However, that game had a pitching change. Jameson Taillon got scratched for the Cubs. They wound up using Javier Assad in that game instead. So this is something I need to talk about here on the podcast. And as I said, shame on me because it's something I should have talked about previously. So when you're betting on baseball, there are going to be different options for you with betting sides and totals. And they are action, away-listed pitcher must start, home-listed pitcher must start, and both listed pitchers must start. Now, it's unfair. It's kind of misleading, to be totally honest with you. But the default setting for when you go in and make a baseball bet is action. And what action means is that you want to bet on that team no matter what happens to the line. So your bet will lock in on that team, even if the price changes, if the odds change, something like that. In the case of yesterday's game, we didn't really see a big line adjustment with the switch from Taillon to Assad, but you will see some pretty big changes with these games sometimes. So it's very important to always select that both listed pitchers must start. Now at DraftKings, which again, our parent company of VSiN, which I use the lines for in my daily article, at DraftKings, there's a separate tab for betting on listed pitchers. We don't have access to DraftKings in Nevada, but in looking at the sportsbook pages, you know, you have a specific tab for listed pitchers. So I don't want to confuse everybody with the article, and it's frankly confusing and rather frustrating to me that, you know, it doesn't just default to both starting pitchers, listed starting pitchers must start. But if you're making bets on baseball, make sure that whatever it is you have to do at the sportsbook that you're at or in the app that you're in, make sure you are selecting that both listed pitchers must start, because you're handicapping the game based on the pitchers that are scheduled to start. And if there's a change, well, that's a different handicap all of a sudden. Not only will the odds change, but that may just be a different matchup. You know, and we will get pitching changes as we go throughout the course of the season here. You know, you'll have teams do openers and stuff like that. You know, I don't know why it didn't come out that Taillon was injured. You know, that was something where he was scratched in the middle of the afternoon. But make sure that when you're going in and selecting your bets, you are selecting listed pitchers must start or both listed pitchers must start, whatever the wording is at your specific sportsbook. Because if you don't do that and you are defaulted to action, you wind up with whatever the price ends up being after that pitching change. And again, like I said, I think it's very frustrating. It's very misleading. I think there are a lot of things out there in the legal sports betting landscape that are kind of designed to mislead people that are betting out there. And I would hope that at some point there's some oversight on those types of things. But you know, the onus is also on you, me, everybody as a consumer, as a customer, to, you know, ensure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing when we go to lock in those bets. So I wrote about it in the article over at vsin.com. That may make it a little bit clearer than what I'm saying here on the show. But the biggest takeaway is never bet action. Always make sure that the listed pitchers must start. Because if you take action and you handicapped a certain pitching matchup, that game is completely changed. You don't want to bet on that game anymore. So in the tracking sheet, I do have it listed that that bet was voided from yesterday. Now, if you were just betting action, fortunately, the Dodgers won that game. They scored 4 runs in the 9th inning to win that game. But it wasn't the pitching matchup that I handicapped. It wasn't the game that I expected it to be. And again, there wasn't that big of a line adjustment going from Taillon to Assad. But at the same time, you know, that's not the game that you handicapped. So when you're going in and placing your baseball bets, make sure that you are always selecting listed pitchers must start. And that's the, you know, interpretation that I have of the games with my write-ups over at vsin.com. So, you know, it's just, again, it's a frustrating thing. I think that should just be the default setting. It won't be the last time that we have a game where there's been a starting pitcher change. I'm fully aware of that, but keep in mind that from a tracking standpoint, those will be voided in terms of tracking the results. But, you know, if you were on the Dodgers yesterday, Fortunately, they did win that game, but you know, with that pitching change, the bet should have been voided, you know, with listed pitchers must start. So just throwing that out there, it's, again, it's kind of confusing to have to talk about it, especially if you're somebody who's new to baseball betting, but you know, it's what they do out there, unfortunately. So make sure that you're being vigilant. And when you go in to select your bet, when it's in the bet slip, whatever the case may be, make sure that you are selecting listed pitchers must start, because you don't want to bet where it's some starting pitcher who you don't know who it is. You know, and usually a lot of times when it's a pitcher that gets scratched, you end up with a minor league call up, some guy that you may not even know who the hell he is. And possibly that was the situation yesterday with Taillon getting swapped for Assad. So again, just make sure when you go in there, listed pitchers must start. Do not have action, because it means that your bet goes off no matter what's happening in that game. Coming up here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, a look at the Friday card and my three plays for April 21st.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe if you get the chance. Throw us a five-star review. Greatly appreciate it. And again, before I dig into the Friday card, I just want to echo the sentiments that I mentioned at the top of the show. We've gotten a lot of good feedback over the last couple of days. And again, it means the world to me, you know, to know that what I'm doing is respected, appreciated, and valued. And I also want you to know that's a two-way street. I respect, appreciate, and value every single listener, every single reader who takes the time to go through this podcast, to go through the super long articles that I write over at vsin.com. It means everything to me. It means more to me than cashing a ticket, to be totally honest with you, because, you know, I like to think that, you know, there are a lot of people out there that do it the right way. There are some people out there that definitely do it the wrong way, but you know, to me, it means so much to get those positive comments. So thank you so much for that, everybody. All right, so let's talk about the card here a little bit and look at some of the games that I don't have plays on first that I just sort of want to run past you a little bit here. The first game here, the Reds and the Pirates, Graham Ashcraft and Mitch Keller in this one. Ashcraft has pitched really, really well here so far this season. But as good as he's been, you know, here we are seeing a movement on the Pirates against the Reds. The Reds are a team that, as I've talked about throughout the course of the season here, you have to treat them differently, whether they're at home or on the road. And they're on the road in this series here against the Pirates. Lost yesterday, of course. Pirates out to a 13-7 start. Very, very strong for them. And, of course, they don't have O'Neill Cruz for the next few months. But Keller getting some love here in the market. And that's interesting because Mitch Keller is a guy that the market generally hasn't liked a whole lot in the past. And to see him taking some money here as the screen's lighting up a little bit against a guy like Ashcraft is a fairly interesting development, at least in my mind. The Padres and the Diamondbacks here, Seth Lugo and Zach Gallen. This is another one. The market loves Zach Gallen. There have been a lot of line moves over the last two seasons in games where Gallen's been pitching. Today, though, we're seeing a little bit of interest in the Padres. And again, I think part of this is that the modeling crowd that's out there, you know, has kind of adjusted the Padres up maybe 10 to 15 cents with Fernando Tatis Jr. back in the lineup. I think that's a big part of it here. And that's not necessarily accounted for in terms of the Padres' power rating relative to the market. But seeing some money come in against Gallen, I think, is really interesting because it doesn't happen often. And when you've got a pitcher that the market really likes and money's coming in against that guy, that's a line move that stands out quite a bit to me. So maybe the Padres win. That does appear to be kind of the sharper of the sides here, I think, in this game, at least based on the history of Zach Gallen and what I've seen in his starts. So I just wanted to mention that at the top of today's show as well. A few interleague games to touch on quickly. There's a good chance of a rainout in Cleveland. The weather is not good. It's supposed to rain today and tomorrow in Cleveland. So they're going to try everything they can to get one or both of these games in, because the last thing you want to do is have to reschedule interleague games. But I just wanted to mention real quickly about Cleveland and about Zach Plesac specifically. So Plesac is a guy that I just generally don't like. I'm just not a Zach Plesac guy. But over his last two starts, the Guardians have made a pretty significant adjustment to his pitch usage, where he's throwing way more sliders at the expense of the fastball. His fastball is not a good one. His slider is not a bad pitch, and he's throwing it about 55% of the time right now. So that's an adjustment that Plesac has made in hopes of kind of, you know, sticking in the rotation. So we'll see if that has any benefit for him. But that is one where, you know, if that's something that sticks around, you do have to kind of look at him in a little bit different of a light, because that should be a better pitch for him than throwing what is a below average fastball. Astros and Braves, really good game here, I think, between Hunter Brown and Bryce Elder. Two good pitchers, two good offenses, two good bullpens. That's a really tightly lined game, and deservedly so. And Elder's been really, really good here so far as a guy that, you know, we weren't entirely sure if he was going to make this Braves rotation. They kind of had some injuries. Max Fried went out. They kind of had, you know, to play musical chairs a little bit here. The thing that I'll be watching in this game is for Hunter Brown of the Astros, do we see a little bit more swing and miss? Because the thing about the Braves is, as good as they are, as electric as their offense could be, as explosive as it can be, they are a lineup that is prone to swinging and missing a lot and will strike out. Brown on the season, 17 strikeouts. You know, he's been solid. Also, you know, he hasn't really faced the toughest slate of opponents here. But 10.3% swinging strike rate. He's not getting a lot of chases out of the zone. He's a guy that actually throws too many strikes, and that is a thing. Guys that throw too many strikes because they give up a lot of contact, they will give up home runs because they don't get swings and misses outside the zone. For Brown right now, he's still trying to find that swing and miss outside the zone, despite throwing a lot of cutters and curveballs, which can be pitches that are a little bit difficult to kind of spot in the zone. So I'll be looking for that out of Hunter Brown here. It is a tough assignment. The Braves do make a lot of hard, violent contact, but that's what I want to see out of Brown. Can he generate a little bit more swing and miss, and specifically try to throw some of those pitches outside of the zone to generate that swing and miss? So no play on that game for me, but that's always something that I'm kind of looking at to see if I can maybe find some kind of edge going forward. Last game I want to talk about before I get to my three plays for today, the game between the Cardinals and the Mariners up at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. Steven Matz and George Kirby in this one. Matz has not pitched well so far this season. And even in his last start where, you know, the stat line looked pretty good, he walked five guys in that start. It was not a very good outing. And he also allowed a high exit velocity, a 57% hard hit rate. Yeah, the stat line looked better, but he's still a guy really, really struggling here throughout the course of the season. But George Kirby is an interesting case because Kirby is a guy really extreme reverse platoon splits. So last year, right-handed batters hit 324 off of Kirby with a 492 slugging percentage, had a 366 weighted on base average. Lefties batted 210 with a 250 on base, a 303 slugging, and a 245 weighted on base average. So the main guys in that Cardinals lineup are right-handed bats. So kind of curious to see how Kirby does in that start. But if you get a lineup against Kirby that is really platoon heavy and is going to run out maybe six or seven lefties, something like that, because managers don't really look at reverse platoon splits and put too much stock in them. They're just like, oh, well, you know, I got my left-handed batters against this right-handed pitcher, and that's what I'm going to go with. So if you run into a spot where Kirby is facing a left-handed heavy lineup, and I think there will be some, that's a scenario where I may look to go against, or right-handed heavy lineup, excuse me. That's a scenario where I may look to go against him. And I thought about it a little bit here today with the Cardinals, but Steven Matz just not reliable enough for my liking. But again, if you get Kirby against a right-handed heavy lineup, I'm thinking Houston, I'm thinking the White Sox, I'm thinking Toronto, teams like that. If you get Kirby against some of those teams, that may be a spot where you want to look to fade him. Now, his reverse platoon splits could have just been a one-year thing. I don't know. He throws a lot of fastballs. So, you know, that's something that is the one knock I kind of have on him. But that'll be something I'll monitor as the season goes along here, particularly if he runs into some of those types of matchups. All right, so let's look at the plays that I do have here for the Friday card. And we start in San Francisco, where you got the Mets and the Giants. Joey Lucchesi on the mound for the Mets, his first major league start in nearly 2 years. I think it's his first major league start in about 22 months for Lucchesi. He takes on Anthony DeSclafani. Look, you know, the one thing I've talked about with the Giants all season long, and again, I'll sound like a broken record here, they're good against righties and bad against lefties. And I don't know how good of a lefty Joey Lucchesi is at this stage of his career, but he's a lefty, and he's facing a Giants lineup that has not done well against southpaws here so far this season. Four runs allowed on 11 hits and 15 and two-thirds at the AAA level, 16-7 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Giants with a 63 WRC plus against lefties. That means they're 37% below league average against lefties here. So Lucchesi, about as good of a matchup, I think, as you can ask for a guy making that first major league start in a long period of time. And then there's Anthony DeSclafani for the Giants. 142 ERA with a 320 expected ERA, 234 FIP, 19 innings pitched for him. He hasn't issued a walk yet in 68 batters. That being said, he has a 48.1% hard hit percentage with a 216 batting average on balls in play against. When I talk about looking for regression indicators, not only is a 216 batting average on balls in play not sustainable, it's especially not sustainable with a 48% hard hit rate. So he just allowed 14 hard hit balls against the Tigers last time out, who are one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to making quality contact. He's faced the White Sox, Royals, and Tigers. None of those offenses are particularly great, and they're certainly not on the level of the New York Mets. So I took Joey Lucchesi and the Mets, minus 105 here for the first five. I don't love the full game simply because the Mets have been winning a lot lately and their bullpen has kind of been up against it, whereas the Giants' pen is pretty well rested. But I do like Lucchesi and the Mets for the first five there at minus 105. Next up on the card, we head to the Trop down in Tampa Bay. This is the White Sox and the Rays. Michael Kopech and Calvin Fauscher in this one. Fauscher looks like the bulk opener, I guess we'll call him. The Rays are talking about trying to stretch him out because they need somebody in this rotation with all the injuries that they have. It does look like Cooper Criswell will follow him if Fauscher isn't able to work super deep into this game. But honestly, a few things here. I mean, first of all, Foucher's a guy who's you know, he started in the minor leagues, but he's largely been a reliever here of late. And I don't really like when relievers turn the lineup over. Not only do they get fatigued, but relievers usually don't have the deepest of arsenals. Foucher does. He throws a lot of different pitches, but still, difficult role for him. He's given up a run in each of his last four appearances. So I figure, you know, he should give up at least one, maybe a couple here in this start. But this is also a pretty good way to fade Michael Kopech. So Michael Kopech, 11 runs on 16 hits and 15 and two thirds. He's given up 7 home runs. He's given up a 57.4% hard hit percentage and a 29.8% barrel rate. That is absurdly bad command. He's also walked 10 guys. And he's a two-pitch pitcher, fastball and slider. The slider's been really ineffective here so far this season. And the Rays are a smart team, right? I mean, from an advanced scouting standpoint, they will look at his tendencies of when he throws fastballs in which counts, when he throws sliders in which counts. I just don't see him having a whole lot of success in this start. And also, something else to keep in mind here about the Tampa Bay Rays going forward. They have a 289 ERA as a bullpen, but a 401 FIP and a 496 XFIP. So their bullpen is a regression candidate here. Maybe it happens today. I hope so, if I need it. But I took the over 8.5 minus 115 in that game between the White Sox and the Rays. Lastly here, this is something I don't do a whole lot of, but I think it fits in this game. The Oakland A's and the Texas Rangers here. J.P. Sears going for Oakland. John Gray going for Texas. Texas about a minus 205 favorite out there in the market, total of 8 in that game. I don't like to play a lot of run lines with home teams because if they have the lead, if they lead by one, they're not batting in the ninth inning. So you may run into a spot where a team only has 8 chances to score as opposed to 9. However, I think in this situation, there are two things in our favor. One is because they're only likely to hit 8 times, you got a minus 205 favorite, but the run line is minus 105. So the -1.5 is minus 105 on the Rangers in this game because they are the home team. The second thing is that J.P. Sears is a guy who projects to be way better at home than on the road. So he's allowed 8 runs on 15 hits and 15 and two thirds. He's given up 5 home runs so far this season, though. And that's why I think Sears is a better guy at home than on the road, because he's a pitch to contact guy. Kind of tilts more to the fly ball side of things. And that's fine at the Oakland Coliseum. You know, it's a big, spacious outfield. That marine air kind of suppresses the carry of the baseball a little bit. But he's on the road in this start, and I don't like that. Another thing here, and while there are some concerns a little bit about John Gray and his elbow after taking the comebacker, John Gray, in his 3 starts, has faced the Orioles, Cubs, and Astros. So the Cubs have been one of the better offenses in baseball this year. The Astros are the Astros, and the Orioles have been swinging the bats really, really well. Now you face the A's, and John Gray has been pretty good in his 3 starts here against pretty good opponents. And the thing about the A's is that 12 of their 16 losses have been on the run line. 5 of their 6 losses on the road have been on the run line, and they only played 7 games away from home. This is a team that does have the propensity to get blown out, and a big part of it is their bullpen stinks. It's bad. And the thing about bad bullpens is sometimes you've got some bright spots, right? Maybe the closer is good. Maybe the setup guy is good, something like that. But when you're trailing, you don't use those guys. And a lot of times bullpens are really, really bad when they're shallow, when there's not a whole lot of depth. And Sears is a guy, I don't think you want to turn the lineup over too much with him. So I think the Rangers do get a decent dose of the A's bullpen here. I expect Gray to be really, really good. So it's rare for me because the Rangers may only bat 8 times and may win this game by a run, but I took the run line -1.5, -105 in that game. So Mets for the first 5, -105, the over between the White Sox and the Rays over 8.5, -115, then the run line on the Rangers -1.5, -105. Been a great week of shows here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Once again, I thank everybody for listening, for reaching out, for reviewing the podcast, for reading the article. Means a lot to me. So thank you so much for that. I'll be back again on Monday with a new edition of the podcast. Hoping to do a Saturday article. There will be something, I think, but You know, I do have a commitment in the morning, so I'll try to get that out as quickly as possible and as detailed as possible. But in any event, like I said, thank you to everybody. Greatly appreciate it. I'll be back again on Monday with another edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.